Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the Township Supervisor for Plainfield Township, Fred Lewis. How are you today, Fred?
I'm doing fine, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Glad to have you on the show to talk about a big event. It's been 150 years for Plainfield Township, and you guys are celebrating your sesquicentennial, aren't you?
We are. We are. Yeah. It's been a long time in the making.
It has. Well, we talked to you about things that were happening on that Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Now let's take a look at what's happening on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week, Fred.
Thursday starts the activities at the fairgrounds themselves. We're going to be using, in addition to the concert for Duane on Tuesday, we're then going to be starting at the fairgrounds. We're going to be having encampments and reenactments. We've got about 14 to 15 different groups that are going to be coming in and doing reenactments, time period reenactments of what life was like back then. They're going to be setting up and actually staying out there for those 3 or 4 days out on the fairgrounds. Come out during the day, take a look at them, interact with them, talk with them. They can see how life used to be at that time and what they used to do and how they used to do it. So,
wow. Yep. And they'll be out there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Then Friday and Saturday, big days, both days. A lot of things going on each of those days.
Yeah. Friday is a real big day. Friday's kind of our kids' day, our family day, if we could call it that, at the fairgrounds. In addition to the encampments that are going to be going on, we're going to be starting at noon, and there's going to be bounce houses. We've got a half a dozen bounce houses and a dunk tank. Some fun and games going to be going on. We're going to have free ice snow cones and free cotton candy that we're going to be doing. Laddie Wilson's trucking is going to be there with some of their lighter equipment to do some equipment demonstrations and see how good you are at maybe possibly using some of that equipment. Again, looks easy to do, not so easy when you get to it. And that evening, we're going to have a cornhole tournament going on at the fairgrounds. That is by entry fee. That's going to be going on from 6 to 10 and just show up and entry and get into that. We got barrel racing going on from 6 in the evening until it's finished to be determined. Yeah. And then starting at 7 at the fairgrounds now, we're moving the music to the fairgrounds that evening. At 7 o'clock, we're going to have a live DJ. Local Brandon Prince is going to be there doing his live DJ at that time for a dance out at the fairgrounds. We've got a tent and canopy out there for that.
Wow. And then the final day, Saturday, June 30th, another big day.
Yeah, the 30th is kind of our culmination of all the events for the entire week. And we start with a parade on at noon on M-65. It's going to be going from Coker's right up until the fairgrounds. And we've got a parade, we've got a float competition, and we've been taking applications in that. We're up to about 16, 18 floats right now that have said they're going to be in there, and they're going to be doing a period. They've picked 10-year periods they're going to be doing their floats by. Some are doing the 60s, and some are doing the 80s, some are doing the 40s. So we've got various different floats that are going to be coming up by for the different organizations. So that's going to be fun to watch. And then we got a prize for those, so we're going to be giving away prizes on that. The parade's going to end up at about 1 o'clock up at the fairgrounds. There's the office log cabin that exists at the fairgrounds. Anybody who's been to the Oscar County Fair knows where the old log cabin is. We're going to have a proclamation of presentation by Representative Stamos and Representative Allure. Our Senator Stamos and Representative Allure have brought a proclamation from Lansing for our 150th celebration, and we're going to be giving that, receiving that at 1 o'clock. Starting at 2, we've got lumberjack shows. We've got two lumberjack shows that are going to be going on, and if you've ever been up to the lumberjack shows up in Mackinac, this is the same group that's going to be that performs up there. We've got down here doing the lumberjack shows with log rolling and saw cutting and speed sawing, and those are shows. There's going to be one at 2 and one at 4, and that's the fairgrounds grandstands. And so at the same time, we're still going to be having the bounce houses will be open that afternoon to where the kids can come and enjoy that. The FFA, anybody that's been to the fair, I've known that the FFA does a wonderful job on their chicken and pig roast there. They are coming and joining us this Saturday to put on their chicken and pig roast here, and that'll be, you know, cost per plate issue and for money and stuff going to the FFA. The encampments are still going to be going on at that time, and we've got some farm equipment that we're looking at showing that exists at the fairgrounds. All that then is going to end up with a fireworks display that's going to be unparalleled. We've got a wonderful fireworks display going on. We've got thousands and thousands of shots that they have purchased and that we've got ready to go that our fire department's going to be in charge of and putting on. They've been doing wonderful shows the last few years, and they're going to continue to do it this year. So we're just waiting, looking for a knockout, drag out fight going on or show going on that evening. It's just going to set you back on your heels.
Wow. What a week. The Plainfield Township Sesquicentennial kicks off Saturday, June 23rd, all the way through Saturday, June 30th. And Fred, we went through things pretty quick. Where can they find the schedule of events?
Everything can be on our Facebook page. We've got a Plainfield Township 150th, all one word, Plainfield Township 150th, 150th. So go on our Facebook site. Everything's on there. The individual events have additional items that are on it. And we're going to also be posting it on Facebook and having updates on that as we go through the week. So feel free to get on there and take a look at that. And you can give us a call anytime you want, but that's where you're going to get it on social media.
Very good. Plainfield Township 150th to find out more about the sesquicentennial for Plainfield Township. Township Supervisor Fred Lewis. Fred, been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll look forward to seeing you out at all the big events.
I thank you very much, Kevin. Same here.